Can we take this conversation on air? Would that
yes.
be okay?
Rob Riggle is here for several reasons. He's running the Bank of America Marathon on Sunday. And also, he's here to teach us how to handshake. You have an interesting handshake, Rob.
I do. Which microphone am I on?
There you are.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. I like to squeeze your fingers instead yes. of your hand and make it feel like a very awkward wet fish handshake, which I instantly corrected.
You immediately apologized, and we did a real handshake.
I don't understand what happened because you shook my hand very well.
No, you and I locked up really
well.
That worked out
like puzzle pieces.
Yeah, I think I was. We were eye to eye, and I think I missed, and I grabbed the fingers.
Oh,
and I was like, nope, that's not going to do.
It was awkward, but I think that handshake will catch on. I think that's going to be the new handshake. I really do.
The finger crush?
Yeah, people love that. Yeah. It's excellent. It's Sunday. The big day is Sunday. You're running on this marathon Sunday. Are you excited? Are you nervous? What are you?
I'm both. I'm excited and I'm nervous. I hurt my calf muscle in my right leg training for this thing.
Oh.
So my training was cut short. And so I'm a little underprepared. So if I can finish this thing and the calf holds up, I'll be the happiest man in the world.
You've run marathons before, but not in Chicago.
Right. Never run the Chicago Marathon, but I've been wanting to run it for a long time because everybody that I've talked to brags about the Chicago Marathon for so many reasons. Apparently, everybody here is really nice.
Yes.
Everybody here is kind of awesome.
Yes.
The course is awesome. It's a nice, flat, straight course. People love running it. They say the crowds are great. So everybody I've talked to said that their experience of the Chicago Marathon has been outstanding.
Is there more pressure on you to win because you're from Kenya, do you think?
the Kenyan rumors have been exaggerated.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I'm not really from Kenya.
Oh.
But I think I will win, yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, with my leg injury and everything.
Record time? Do you think you'll break the record?
What is the record now? Two hours and 2 minutes?
Right around that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got that. I'm thinking like 158 probably.
That'll be a good time.
That'll be a good time. 2 hours of running, and that's for the fastest
people. That's for the fastest people. I'm talking about what I'm looking at. If my leg holds up and I can finish this thing, we're talking close to 6 hours.
Oh,
oh my God.
6 hours of out there just... Oh, God, why did I say that out loud? Now I'm instantly tired. I'm instantly fatigued already.
But won't you go through, I've never run a marathon, probably never will. Do you go ups and downs through the thing where you're like, oh, God, I'm wearing out, but then you get like a resurgence of energy?
I think, yeah, I think there's hills and valleys, so to speak. And But I do think, I think you're onto something. I do think it's the physical aspect is one thing. It's a mental thing. It really is a mental thing. When you hit the 10-mile mark and you're like, well, that's it for me. Thanks for the memories. And like, no, you got another 16 to go. You start to go, you can beat yourself up mentally. I remember when I did the New York one, I think I got to mile 17 and that's my wife was there. So I stopped and took a picture with her and I was like, let's go home. And I was like, oh wait, I can't. I still got another 8 miles to go. And I was like, 8 more miles. I don't have it. And then you start doing the, where you start playing mental games where you're like, you can't do this. What were you thinking? This is crazy. Da, 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 da. But then you just keep going. And eventually you'll get there.
What do you make of these people that run what they call the super marathons, which are like 100+ miles? What's
those ultra marathoners that like run, 100 miles a day, and then they do it back to back.
Yeah,
that's a special brand of crazy.
I don't get that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have what it takes to do that. Nor do I think a lot of that's got to be desire.
Yeah,
I don't have the desire to.
No,
do that. I'd like to play 18 and then have a cocktail.
I like the way you think.
Seems more doable, doesn't it?
You're running for a charity.
I am. I'm running for Salute Inc., which is a great veterans organization right here in Chicago. They do amazing work. They help out on so many levels financially. They help out with families and veterans, and they help out with whatever physical needs or emotional needs they have.
Yeah.
So they do good work, and they're one of the organizations that is a big part of the marathon. The marathon has many charitable organizations. I think there's 170 charitable organizations that are attached or involved with the marathon in some way. And, tomorrow there's going to be, or Sunday, there's going to be 40,000 runners, but at least at a minimum, there's going to be close to or over 10,000 of those runners are going to be running for a cause, which is amazing when you think about it, because the Chicago Marathon, as long as it's been around, has raised $150 million for charitable organizations.
That's unreal.
That's great.
So it's, you know, it's such a testament to the city of Chicago and the people of Chicago that get involved and come out and support the race because you're supporting people who are out there running for a cause.
I have some tips for you from the Chicago Tribune. Do you have an extra pair of running socks? Because what if one rips while you're pulling it on?
I wish I would have got some extra socks.
Oh, no.
Now
we can
I
get
don't.
You some. We can run to Walgreens.
Because I actually have a little tear in my sock.
Do you?
The one pair of socks that I brought.
We can get you some. Are you good with Argyle? You like Argyle socks?
I'd probably get more of an athletic sock.
I could do that, too. All right. What size sock are you?
Imagine...
It runs 8 to 13,
whatever the biggest sock is.
All right. Jumbo size sock.
Yeah, just get jumbo.
Okay, we can get you that.
Do you have an anti-chafing stick, such as Body Glide, because bleeding nipples are only funny on someone else?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that was the name of my high school band.
What?
No, I'm going to put, they have actual protectors, and I'm going to Vaseline. I'm going to be super greasy.
Are you?
I'm Vaselining up. Any point of friction that is on me is going to be coated, is shellacked in Vaseline. So.
Rob, there's always people volunteering to do that for you. Make sure they're sanctioned by the race. Please, promise me.
Okay, that's a good tip. See, that's the kind of advice I need.
That's helpful.
Because I was just going to go down to the start line with some Vaseline and ask people.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Look for the people in the specialized T-shirts.
Yes, you have to wear a special color. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Are you going to go music, like iPod or iPhone? Are you going to listen to some headphones?
Yeah, you know, I didn't last time. But this time I think I'm going to, but I'm not going to play it in the beginning. I think in the beginning I'm going to just take it all in and where the crowds are, where there are no crowds, but there should be crowds the whole way.
Right.
But if there's a little thinner spots, you know, where there's not so many crowds, I'll have the music. I'll pop it in.
Some of the songs that will be in your selection, will it be the theme to Rocky maybe?
Of course.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. That's track one. Thank you.
Flying high now.
Bay City Rollers? You like the Bay City Rollers?
Saturday Night.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Night.
They're the best.
I think I just have to pay them now.
You sang just enough. Yeah. To
pay them
well.
In hairspray.
If I would have just stopped spelling.
Oh, man.
But I spelled the whole Saturday. My mix is very eclectic. It covers the spectrum, I think, of music and decades. And I'm a lot of AC/DC.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good to run to.
Yeah.
Some Rachel Platten in there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who that is.
You young people out there?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I guess I'm old.
Fight Song.
I love that song.
See?
Yes. This is my fight song. All right. Yeah. That's good.
Just a lot of good stuff.
Awesome.
Anything that gets you moving.
Stay here. Can you stick around for a little
bit?
Sure. All right. Rob Riggles here. Yeah. A little bit longer. Yeah.
All right.
Well, if Rob it's a Riggles little, here. We can keep going.
You want to do? Is that better? Yeah. Okay. We'll keep going.
Push on through. See, this is marathon talk.
Yes.
I like this.
Absolutely.
We're just going to keep on going.
This is part
keep
of your
driving.
Training.
Yeah.
This is part of your training. This is the 18-mile marker that you're at right now.
Yes.
Do me a favor. Talk a little bit about your military service because you have some of that under your belt, don't you?
I do. I served 23 years in the United States Marine Corps. I did 9 years active duty, 14 in the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I retired in 2013 as a lieutenant colonel.
Look at that.
And I served in Kosovo, Liberia, and Afghanistan twice.
Part one, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Part two, is it a shock to the guys you served with when they turn on a TV or go to a movie theater and there you are on the screen? Does that shock anybody?
Probably.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my Corps buddies, I know that's Marine Corps, but my inner circle of friends or whatever from the Marines, you know, they are super happy about it and excited to see me up there. And we communicate a lot. And I stay involved with a lot of Marine Corps organizations and charities and stuff. So they were thrilled and happy. They knew my sense of humor. A lot of people didn't, though, in the Marines. You know, when you're an officer, you don't want your Marines thinking you're some some knucklehead.
Right.
You know.
They trust you.
Exactly. I can't be doing armpit farts and then go, now follow me! Because they're going to be like, I think we made a huge mistake. I think the government made a big mistake. So, I kept those two worlds separate as much as I could. But my friends know who I am. So
you were great on the roast. Ann Coulter just took it. Like, I couldn't even believe.
Wow. Well, you put her on a dais. What's going to happen? I mean.
Yep.
And she knew that was going to happen,
She knew what she was getting into. I know there's people out there like, she didn't know. She was ambushed. She was not. I assure you.
She got to sell her book.
Yeah, she sold her book. She knew what she was doing. And the writers, I guess, you know, they offered her material and she didn't take it. So
she said, I'm a writer. I can write my own stuff. Yeah, and it didn't play as well as it should have.
Yeah. And look, you know, I think everybody got hit. You know, everybody got it. I said something about everybody on the dais.
You were so good.
They all said something about me.
Yeah.
You know, we all took our lumps.
Yep.
She took a lot and they probably had a little more, you know, passion behind some of the statements that were thrown
away.
That's
a great word.
But yeah, you know, it's a roast. It's not a tickle party.
that's the right way to say it. A few weeks ago on the football pregame show, you did this Hamilton parody for Jimmy Garoppolo, the backup quarterback for the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I've told so many people, first of all, perfect, wall to wall.
Thank you.
I don't know that the average person watching that show understood the nuances of that particular parody. Did you feel that at all?
Well, I didn't care because I wanted to do it.
So
and it was
funny.
The season opener. So, you know, the big story, you know, nothing had happened yet. You know, the season's just started. So the biggest story still was Tom Brady's suspension.
Yeah.
So that's what we went with. And then
did you write those songs?
I didn't. I wish I could take credit for it, but I didn't. Jensen Karp. Oh, I'm such a jerk. Jensen. Anyway, I'll figure it out.
That's but
and Bennett Weber
oh.
and some guys that I work with.
Yeah.
They came up with the actual
such
lyrics.
Great high concept comedy. And I'm watching.
It was fun. My son still walks around singing Jimmy Garoppolo. My name is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Loved
so it.
It
was
loved it.
It was fun. It was and you know I enjoy doing those every week, but it's tough.
Yeah.
You know people, you know they get on your case. It's such an interesting thing because they're like hey, that one wasn't so funny. I'm like oh my god, I have to make a G-rated G-rated comedy bit. That is 2 minutes long and football centric every week.
Right.
That's a narrow lane with which to do comedy
yeah,
for 22 straight weeks.
Yes.
And then, of course, I have to make picks and I pick teams. So 1 week I'll say, all right, I'm taking Dallas over Philly. Well, then social media goes, everybody from Philly, you're the biggest jerk in the world, Wrigley. You don't know what you're talking about. Next week I'll pick Philly. They're like, he's the smartest guy I've ever seen.
Right.
You're a genius. So it's like, oh, give me a break. You know, you can't please everybody. So,
and
but I have a lot of fun doing them.
It's great. I love it.
And you have kids. How old are they?
8 and 12.
Are you looking forward to setting an example to, I'm doing this marathon. I've put my mind to it. Setting a goal. Achieving it. Does that matter?
Nah.
No,
you know, it does. It does matter. Here's why. You know, I think... When you talk about leadership, you talk about being parent or any of that stuff, all you can talk to your blue in the face. The leadership, I think example is always the best form of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And you can preach to your kids all day long, but it's what you do that matters. So they need to see you out trying and they need to see you doing it. Now, they know my leg is hurt
mm-hmm.
and they know it. You know, I'm going to give it all I got. But if I don't finish, I don't finish. But they know I'm going to try. So that's what matters, you know, set the example.
Do you bounce a coin off their bed after they've made it?
Yes.
You have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
6-inch folds or someone's not getting a juice box.
I watched the roast, the Rob Lowe roast with my teenage boys. Bad mom am I. But when they loved you. They loved you and they had a lot of questions after roast.
I was so surprised. Comedy Central, you know, I thought, okay, so we can't do that. We can't, no, you can do that.
Yeah.
And there was even times, because the producers, you can't hear what everybody else is doing because they don't want you to know what's being said. But there has to be a clearinghouse. So the producers would be like, Jeff Ross is doing something close to that. So don't do that.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so without telling you, they're telling you, you know, So I would say, well, okay, I'm going to do this, and this, but I think this is too mean. And they would just look at me and they go, it's not. It's not too mean at all. And I'd be like, really? Because this is like terribly mean. And
there was nothing
they
turned down. There wasn't a single joker bit that they said, no, that one is too mean.
Exactly. I mean, I had stuff that I thought was, you know, I was like, this is brutal. I'm going to taper this back. This is too much. I'll word it differently. Like, no need. And I'm like,
wow.
Really? I go, it gets worse than this? And they go, it gets way worse.
Wow.
So I was like, okay. All right. Because I still want to have fun. I never want those things to be, you know, whenever I watch a roast, I get nervous because I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel, you know, I want to enjoy it. I want to laugh and have fun and know that they're enjoying it too. That's what makes a fun roast.
Yeah.
And so I never wanted to be ugly, mm-hmm. you know. I want it to be zingers and, mm-hmm. and funny,
yeah.
And it should be enjoyable, but it shouldn't be make someone. It shouldn't hurt anybody. You know?
But Rob Lowe's kids were right there. That's what was wild to me, sitting up front with all that talk going around.
Now, Rob and I know each other pretty well because we did a pilot together. We just did a movie this summer. We've hung out. I know him, so I felt comfortable being there. He is very honest with his family and very honest with his boys. And there's nothing that... They know everything.
Right.
There's no keeping anybody in the dark or not giving the details. He's a very open and honest guy.
And they'll find it on Twitter anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And read his books. His books are very honest.
Yeah.
And that's why I always love Rob. He is so honest and easy with the story. He'll sit down and just tell you the most amazing story from the 80s. And your jaw will drop. And he'll just, it's just a throwaway story. Like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, yeah. But he's so free and easy with those stories. He's truly a delight to be around.
But physically, he's let himself go. That's
a mess.
Part. Oh, it's
he's
awful
just a
to
mess.
Look at. I
that guy,
look.
He is so genetically gifted. It makes me mad. It truly, he's a beautiful man.
He's just beautiful.
He's a beautiful man. And it's getting obnoxious because he's over 50 and he needs to turn it off.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Dial it down.
Something's wrong.
Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, we're so proud of you. This is
thanks.
A big thing on Sunday. We hope you break the record under 2 hours.
Well,
<We're> confident.
I'm going for it. I tell you what, when the gun goes off, I'm sprinting.
Yep.
I'm just going to sprint as far as I can go.
You'll win.
75 yards tops.
Wendy and I are putting money down on you. Don't
all right.
let us down.
Don't put much.
No,
don't put
all
much.
Of our money.
Oh,
it's all down.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's a huge mistake.
That's Rob Riggle. Go see him. Watch him run, for heaven's sakes. He needs your encouragement on Sunday for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We'll take a quick break and then more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.